Think, Level 1. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 1A. Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. Exercise 2.
The boys ate in a large hall. There was a table at one end with a big saucepan on it. One of the masters, dressed in an apron, served the soup at mealtimes. Each boy had one bowl of thin soup and no more, except on very special occasions when he also had a small piece of bread. They never washed the bowls because the boys cleaned them with their spoons until they shone. The boys ate their soup very quickly and then sat and looked at the saucepan. They sucked any drops of soup from their fingers. The boys generally had excellent appetites and they wanted more to eat, but they were afraid to ask. Oliver Twist and his companions suffered the slow torture of starvation for 3 months and they were desperate with hunger. One day they decided they couldn't continue like this. They had a meeting to choose a boy to ask the master for more food. They chose Oliver Twist. The evening arrived, and the boys went to the hall for supper. The master, in his cook's uniform, stood near the big saucepan. He served the soup, and the boys said their prayers before eating. The boys ate the soup, and then they told Oliver to go. Oliver was desperate with hunger and misery. He stood up and walked to the master with his bowl and spoon in his hand. He said, "Please, sir, I want some more." The master was a fat, healthy man, but he became very pale. He looked at the small rebel with astonishment for a few seconds and held on to the saucepan for support. The boys were too frightened to move.
"What?" said the master finally.
"Please, sir," replied Oliver, "I want some more." The master hit Oliver on the head and held him. He shouted for Mr. Bumble. Mr. Bumble ran into the meeting of the directors of the orphanage.
"Excuse me, gentlemen. Oliver Twist has asked for more."
There was silence.
"For more?" said one of the gentlemen. "Do I understand correctly that he ate his soup and then he asked for more?"
"He did, sir,"
replied Mr. Bumble. After a long discussion, the gentleman put Oliver into a small dark room all alone. The next morning, they put a notice on the gate. "Apprentice available. Price £5. They didn't want Oliver at the orphanage any longer.